The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yes! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holly, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
We lit, we live, it is hump day. Man, that felt good right there. That's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza is outside the Ford Center, where the high of today is 87 degrees. It's currently 84 degrees. That is Nate Newton. He is Kurt Daniels. Hey. I am Jesse. I'm Zaddy Holly. Together, we are hanging with the boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. This segment is brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Hit the ding, Chris. All right, there we go. I paid the bills on that one. Nate, what's up, bro?
You know, it ain't but one monster in the house, Jess. So don't bring that Lakers head up in here in the house of the star again.
Celtics fan over there.
Yeah, okay. Don't do that, man. Don't do that. You're looking good with your pink on.
It's not pink.
With Pepto-Bismol, whatever it is.
Not even the pink spectrum.
Yeah, I'm just saying, whatever it is, you look good in it, dog, but don't do that with that hat. Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
I'd have guessed pink. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You would have guessed
me. Yeah, you the one messed up today. Yeah, you the one messed up today. Yeah,
lavender. It kind of it plays off the, like, look at the purple in the sneakers.
Oh, it doesn't look bad. Nothing.
We ain't said it looked bad.
You just the purple.
You know, you just got a little bit this morning.
It looks like he washed a red shirt with a white shirt.
Thank
that's
you.
What you get.
Thank you.
I'm talking to three dudes who literally have zero fashion sense.
Well, I'll admit to that.
That's right. Yeah, I ain't.
I ain't saying that.
Ain't hurt my life now. They alter what we do.
And you look good.
We ain't saying you don't look good, Jesse. Don't get all personal and touchy now.
I take everything.
Don't get your sports braille and get
from New York
get bumpy
and
on
wearing
us.
A Lakers hat. That's all I'm gonna say. Where's your Knicks hat?
First of all, I am from New Jersey. I am from Jersey.
He's from the trash pile capital of the world.
I'm from the Garden State.
Yeah, it is a garden full of garbage. You're right.
We have great landfill.
Thank you, Chris.
We have great foliage.
Yeah.
In the great state
of
New Jersey.
Fall, aluminum.
And
tin.
By the way, I have been a Kobe Bryant fan since he was at Lower Merion, which is in the Philadelphia area, which is kind of like in the tri-state area, as well as culturally, I come from an era and a time and a place, especially growing up in the Northeast, where essentially you wore hats that matched your outfit. When I'm telling you, when G from Jersey texts you, he'll tweet you, us guys from Jersey. If it matches your fit.
So no loyalty then to the teams.
It's not
they ain't
no
never had no good team since the New York team.
It probably could be so. But growing up in the Northeast in Jersey, you wore hats that – so I've had a Celtic hat before because I had a green fit that the Celtic hat just laid so perfectly with.
So did you just have a closet full of hats?
I
know you had a bunch of shoes. Did you have hats for all them
you
shoes?
You had to have – it was a – you there was – for every pair of sneakers, you had a hat. And then the most famous hat is the Yankee blue fitted, right? You hear Jay-Z has a line that says, I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee did. The Yankee fitted – I'm giving you guys a cultural lesson today. Hmm. The Yankee fitted is the neutral – of all fitteds, it goes with any outfit. No matter what you put on, no matter what colors you put on, you can lace your fit with a blue Yankee fitted. You can have on a purple, a red, an orange,
wear,
a green,
a
blue.
Yankees hat.
You can put on the blue.
Hey, you
Yankee
know what,
fit.
Jesse? Well, let's give my man Dougley Barclough a cow bite. None of you said no, giving my boy a cow bite. So not. You need to get in the cow bite mode. All right.
All right, man. We got a fun,
with your fit.
We got a fun field show today. We tackle Cowboys offense and the Rams defense. We'll also hear from one of my favorites, our favorites.
You hear this?
Computer.
You hear this? Wow. You hear this?
From one of our favorites, we'll hear from Computer today. Wow. We'll give Computer a good solid three minutes, maybe a little bit more than 3 minutes, but we'll give him a solid 3 minutes, man. But let's jump right into this thing. You guys want to attack? What do you want to talk about first? The Cowboys offense or the Rams defense?
Shoot, I don't know. Just whatever you
want. Wait, take us where you want to go, Jess.
All right, let's start with my man crush Monday. This is my MCM
right.
of the National Football League. And we all know who he is. This is no secret. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He is arguably, if not the best, definitely top two or three in the National Football League. And I think for this defense in the Rams, it starts, it ends in the middle, around this. Everything starts with number 99.
Yes, it does.
And that 99 is Aaron Donald.
Mm. Yep.
Yes, sir.
And one thing that we know about the National Football League is what? It's a copycat league.
Yeah, it is.
And so while the Rams have their deficiencies on the offensive end, they're pretty solid up front on the defensive end. And I know, Nate, you have an infatuation for Greg Gaines.
Yeah, a little spark plug,
his sidekick. But it starts and ends with 99. If you don't figure out a way of how to block him, you're in for a very, very, very long football day. And so, whether it's Biadasz, Peters, Martin, whatever it is, there will be a emphasis, a true emphasis on seeing him get double a lot of the game. And this is the part where I pray that Kellen Moore understands that this is not the guy to run at.
So I was going to ask you that because we're seeing it now with Parsons. I think last year when the Cowboys played the Chargers, it was Bosa, I think. They ran at him and had some success. But this is not a guy you're going to do that, huh?
Bosa is a pass rusher.
Okay.
Parsons is a pass rusher. This dude is a man eater.
All right.
He is. He is a man eater. I think he's and the thing about him is they'll line him up all across the offensive line. And the addition of a guy like Greg Gaines, another 300-pound dude, is that even when you move him to defensive end, or you may move him to a three technique or somewhere else, you still got a bacon eater that can still solidify that middle while you move him around. Because before, when you moved him out of there, it was like, all right, well, we don't have that solid piece in the middle. Now that you have Greg Gaines in there, you can move him all about that offense, that defensive line freely. Nate, go ahead. You got
well, something for it. Might have been the question you were going to ask. I mean, so how do you get around him? Is it draw plays to get him upfield? Is it traps and whatever?
Him enough to run away from him.
Okay. But you just don't even – just avoid him.
You know, but more importantly, this is a game where you tell – because – It's hard to figure out a guy that plays in the middle. You don't know what you know. It's easier to say, "Hey, there's Michael Parsons," and if his run play was going there, you can go the other way. But this kid, when you're going from guard to guard, sometimes out to the tackles, it's hard to figure out how you're gonna block him one on one a lot of the times. What you have to tell your guys is, "Hey, fellas, we got our hands full." Technique perfect, sit down and play very physical and play very, very strong because you don't know when he's going to turn it up.
Yeah.
But so you got to – my tiredest games is when I had like the great Jerome and late Jerome Brown with the Philadelphia Eagles. I would be tired against him. John Randall, I would be tired because it ain't no plays off. If these guys line up in your over you or in your gap
– yeah.
It just, the hairs on the back of your neck just stood up, and you just, for those 3 seconds, you are lit up. So, and I had Jerome Brown every snap.
Yeah.
So it was like, after that game, man. And he would be, you know, it will make you mad when he be just dilly-dallying around, because you never know when he going to light you up. When he decided to light you up, it could be at the most craziest time in the game. You know, him and Parsons and all the great defensive players, they have the ability to make the play when needed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Parsons did back-to-back against Tampa. You know, they was down in the red zone. They was down in the red zone, the Tampa Bay Bucs, twice, back-to-back. Third and goal to go, he got two sacks. And they wind up with field goals. Yeah. This is this guy.
Do you go into games knowing that an Aaron Donald or somebody has a move, or they've got this one thing they can do, and you don't know when it's coming, but you know he can do it? And how do you – like
– You don't.
I'm going back. We did a story a while back on Bob Lilly, and he told a story about he had this – he knew he could beat this guy. He had this one move. But he only knew he could do it once, because once he did it, the guy would know it. And so – he saved it till the right time, and of course he got the loss, and that was it. I mean, you go into games knowing that guy across from you has that potential, he's got that move that he'll take you?
I'm telling you, I'll repeat this one again, Kurt. You be on full alert 100%. You know, it's something to, when plays go away, you cut, make sure you get your cut off, you get in between you and your guy, and make sure he don't cross your face. That's kind of like a playoff. Well, with this guy here, you doing everything in your power, even turning back to make sure, because if this guy, I'm looking at him right now, jump from the A gap almost two gaps over, still get up and make a play. Like Parsons did 2 weeks ago, they drove him all the way across the field. He hit a knee, bounced up, and got a sack. That's freak. What do you do?
Yeah.
You just, after the game, You hope you win because everybody's going to be talking about how bad you look, because you're just not going to look good on this dude.
Can Zach Martin handle him?
Neutralize him. Yeah. Zach is one of the few players that can slow him down. But what kind of can slow him down?
Biotis, Sher McGovern, or
Peters.
The thing that is so incredibly difficult when you deal with a player like Aaron Donald is you hear guys talk about it and say, my toolbox.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know, I got to put some more moves in my toolbox. And that's the thing with him, is for a guy who is 280 pounds, he's as strong as a guy who's 325 pounds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's as quick as a guy who's 265 pounds. Mm. So now you're faced with that every single time.
And he built leverage.
He's built leverage.
He's
6 foot one.
He's 6 foot one. He's already got leverage.
Yeah.
So he can play up high and still push you back.
So, you know, and that's the thing, is when you move him around, right?
Yeah.
He'll play over Biotis this time, right? And he may give Biotis speed, this one play. But then he'll go and play over McGovern, and then he'll go play over Zach Martin.
Yeah.
And then now, Biotis, you done forgot about the speed move because you done had to deal with two other guys, three other plays, and so on and so forth. Then when he come back to you, you're like, damn, okay, now what is it going to be? Oh, now it's power.
Yeah.
And now next thing you know, you're sitting in the lap of the quarterback. And then he powers you, and then he rips through you with speed. You know, so it's like the great ones have this multitude of moves and the ability to go in their toolbox, and then it's a dip and rip. It's a spin. It's a bull rush. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a pull and rip through. It's so many things that he can do. It leaves you at this point where sometimes you kind of just get flat-footed trying to – and this is why a lot of times you'll see teams say, hey, we're going to send another guy over there. We're going to – the guard, you're going to pinch
him. Wham, block him.
Yeah. Wham,
block down on him.
Because you just – too many – and even if you line up against Zach Martin, they'll have some battles. He'll win some.
Right.
Right, he'll win some. Zach will win some. They'll have some stalemates, but it's all about when is he win them.
Yeah.
Right? Is he winning them on third down? Is he winning them on? You know, they'll do some TE stuff where he'll line up way outside, and then he'll come inside. And now he coming around that corner with all that speed and power.
Yeah.
It's like Micah Parsons coming around that corner, but 40 pounds heavier.
Wow. You know what's so amazing? It's like I'm watching him. What he's always seemed to have more than anything is perfect hand placement. And his arms don't look long. But a guy be 6'5", with supposedly long arms, he still got him locked out. So that means that his kid got long arms. I don't know what he measured at.
Mm-hmm. But that was his knock coming out of college. It was he didn't have long arms. He didn't have the size. Yeah. He didn't have the height.
Bruh.
You know, 3 defensive player of the year awards late, you know, a Super Bowl, yeah, and a bunch of money later. Bruh. He's like, you know, the hell what you think about, yeah, your measurements.
Right.
I'm a dog.
I was looking at that draft earlier. It's like, man, we got Zach Martin 3 picks after him. That's a Hall of Fame guard right there. Yet probably everybody would swap picks with Donald to win. I think Zach was 16.
He put the team on his back, man. The game before the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game, I remember him pulling everybody together saying, fellas, this is it. We may not get another chance. He was that guy that pulled everybody together.
No, that was the Super Bowl.
Was that the Super Bowl?
That was a final drive. He said, listen, we got to go win this thing.
I think he did that in the NFC too.
And he was the one that got the game-clinching sack.
Oh, I remember the game-clinching sack. So, because I was like, how are they going to do this, this voting now? But it was just a little too late because everybody had already made up in mind.
The rules are, you got to put the votes in
way
before he got that final sack of that drive. That sucked. They need to change that. But, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk a little bit more of this defense because there are other players on this defense outside of
Leonard Floyd, Jalen Ramsey.
They got Taylor Rapp and
Bobby Wagner.
And,
Waggy.
They got a bunch of players, but we're going to get to the Cowboys offense.
Yeah.
But on the other side of this break, we're going to get to one of our favorite people. We're going to let Computer call in.
Oh, I thought it was talking about Zeke. Oh, okay.
We're going to let Computer call in and see what Computer's talking about, and then we'll get back into
Computer love!
We'll get back into this football thing,
Computer.
All right? So you guys stay with us. We're coming right on back.
Computer love! Computer.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
What's going down, man? It's Hanging with the Boys on this marvelous hump day Wednesday. Pay a little bills right here. This segment is brought to you by Blockchain. Blockchain.com. There we go. Also, the segment is brought to you by Fall Fest. Fall officially kicks off at the Star with our first ever Fall Fest on Saturday, October 8th from 11 to 3 p.m. Come out to the Tostitos Championship Plaza for a full day of family fun. From beer gardens to petting zoos to face painting to live music to fall-inspired food. Just FYI, if you like candy corn, you are trash. Because candy corn is trash. And more. This event is free and open to the public. For more information, visit thestarinfrisco.com. Candy corn is trash. Candy corn is absolutely trash.
I would have to admit I don't go out of my way to eat it.
All right. With no further ado, we bring on one of our favorite people. Our favorite people. I don't know why Computer doesn't think I don't like him. I like Computer. I do.
I love you, Computer. I love you.
But we got him. Nate's been asking for him. So yes, we got him on. We got him on. We obliged to Nate's request.
Thank you.
And we got the world famous Computer. What's up, Computer?
How y'all gentlemen doing? How is Cowboy Nation out there doing?
We Kirk, doing what's great.
Up? Good, man. Good to hear your voice.
Wow, good to hear your voice, man.
Man, good to hear y'all voice, man. I be listening to y'all every day of my life. Even on the weekend, I be listening to replays.
I hear you, bro.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
What you got for us today, man? What you got for us today?
Well, I tell you, the first thing I got is Damone Clark is on the practice field. Can y'all believe that?
Yes, sir. I can believe that, my friend.
Do y'all understand what that is?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. With another 40 pounds on it. I'm telling you, I watched this kid at LSU.
Uh-huh.
He was playing hurt and didn't even know he was hurt. And now he's finna be on the field with us. You're not gonna be able to do nothing against the Cowboys defense. Will McClay is a mastermind. He's gotten rid of Rod Marinelli. Y'all was talking about Aaron Donald earlier.
Right, right.
Rod Marinelli was the problem because he had Stevens and Jerry's ear, and they were listening to him over Garrett and Will. And that's why we had all those bad picks.
Right.
Will McClay said Aaron Donald couldn't play.
Right. Wow.
Y'all remember that, don't you? Y'all know that, don't you?
I hear you, man. Wow.
He was the problem. And you see, we've got stronger. See, my whole thing about what I've always wanted was the reason why people couldn't beat us back in the day because you had folks like Nate and Eric Williams and Tua and they in there. And they were some monsters. So when we played other monsters, we had monsters to go against monsters.
Right.
There's a lot of great players in the NFL, but you got to have somebody like, you know what? Nah, bro, we ain't going today.
Mm.
And I feel like we finally getting that in this team with this attitude, with this offense and this defensive line. Because Payne and Wetchcall, they some ballers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, they hit our boys in the mouth, but it was just like in that first Rocky. They didn't win the fight, though. They got some good licks in, but they didn't win the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like McCarthy is a tough guy from Pittsburgh. A lot of people rag on him because of Aaron Rodgers say he can't coach. Aaron Rodgers he got problems. Y'all know he on all them drugs and doing all that crazy stuff. That's why he plays so good. That's why his eyes are so bugged when he be out there looking. That's why he's going to be hiding by the time he get to the press conference. Don't wore off and nobody knows it. But if you go back and look at them eyes during them games, that might be on something, bro. I'm telling you.
Stop, you stop, man. Stop.
He said it. Listen, he said on his friend's show that he be playing on that stuff.
All right. You sound like my grandmama, man.
but still, I'm excited about this team, and I feel like the coaching staff is finally working together. McCarthy finally going there having a conversation with Kelly Moore.
Mm-hmm.
No, just you've been right about that stuff with Kelly Moore. You're 100% right about that. Nate, you are too. But, Nate, remember what you said last? You said, if we ever fix the middle, we'll be unstoppable. It's getting close to being fixed.
Yes. Wow. What do you think about Cooper Rush? Now, you done went through everything except the great Cooper Rush. Talk about it, Computer.
Man, Cooper is cool. Cooper just sitting around. He just waited his time, and he did a good job. But like Jesse said, he just a bus driver. We ain't going to be able to do nothing with no bus driver. We got to have a ball. They're like Troy Aikman came in there with their arm and heels. It's waiting. But see, the whole thing about it is I'm a Mississippi State guy. I love Dak. But Dak gonna have to show me something now.
Because
I can't take up for him no more. He got to man up and be the man now. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He got to
quit
having them little happy feet and being all prima donna. He got to go back to rookie Dak.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? He got to take some of that rookie Dak and take some of this mature Dak and mix it together and give us a good mix. Because if he don't, he got to get out of Dallas. Because we got too good of a team to be playing around not having no quarterback that can't get us over the top. Now, I love him to death, but when he got with that new agency, that new agent, he kind of changed a little bit. I know him. I knew him when he was in Stark.
Right, right.
I'm not going to sit up and lounge, man. I love him to death. He's a great person. But, man, this is Dallas Cowboys, man. We got to have us a monster back there at quarterback. Cause we got the roll. I want to ring.
I hear you, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We had Troy. You know what I'm saying? We got spoiled with Troy and Rogers. Tony was a little too Hollywood because he liked to hang out at the Playboy Mansion too much. Everybody knew that. Yeah, I've seen him in there a couple times. Everybody want to blame T.O. Now, T.O. wasn't the problem. We had a Hollywood Playboy quarterback there when he was in his prime.
He played golf
too much. That's why his back was messed up. It had nothing to do with no hits on no football field.
Yeah. You know,
dang, so, all right.
Wow.
You know, that's why Jerry and them said, you know what, Romo, we'll holler at you.
I hear you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But,
hey,
know.
So when Dak comes back, do they need to keep running this offense like they are with Cooper, though?
No, what they need to do is we need – because, see, what's going to happen when Dak get back, by that time, Jane Washington be back, and we'll be get back, and the offensive line should be to have enough confidence where we can actually run the offense. We still need to keep them two tight ends in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have Hendershot in there than Schultz, because Schultz is soft. He want to be Hollywood. He want to get paid. We got to get grimy, get tough, you know, through this mid part of the season. So I'd rather have Hendershot and Ferguson in, because I want to get, like Nate said, we got to have some tight ends on the outside that can block.
Yeah, get in the way, man. I'm with you, computer. Yeah. Wow.
And then only thing we miss, we need to try to figure out a trade where we can get us a big man to stick on that right side of the defensive line where we can hide Mark, Micah,
right.
And Damone behind him so they don't get beat up so much by them offensive linemen. They won't be getting that little run on that side over there.
Oh, man, you talking good stuff, computer.
All right, computer, what else you got?
And one more thing if I go. Well, y'all tell Newly Scrub to quit trying to get all our coaches and players off on other teams. Quit asking Jerry all them crazy questions. What's wrong with him? I ain't never known this dude to this shit, and all of a sudden he all over the place. I said, man, you causing too much trouble. Because like Michael Irvin said, that's what happened why Jimmy left.
Right.
It wasn't because Jerry, it was because of the media started all that crap between them two.
Right.
That's who I blame. I do not blame Jerry. I do not blame Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I love them both. I appreciate it. I love them to death. Uh-huh. I just felt like they just let them people get in between them.
Right.
And it's still going on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So where you going to be at Sunday at 3:25, man? In front of Fox TV, or are you going to be at the game?
Oh, man, I'm going to be at my house. I can't be in no game. I have a panic attack up there watching. I tell you one thing, though, something that I revealed this year. When I wake up on Sunday morning, my stomach tell me if we're going to win or lose. I've been saying it on Twitter. I never told anybody that because I always can tell when we're going to win or lose a game in the morning. So I know Sunday morning how we're going to do.
Okay.
So I go to church when I get up. I get that feeling, and I can tell.
So no predictions yet then?
No, none yet. None yet.
I got it for you, computer. We're going to win.
Yeah, me too. But I love y'all. I appreciate it. And then look, I got some 36 Mafia. We got some new track suits that we got.
Okay.
And I got everybody on the show some. And I need to get everybody signed to send to Chris. And I get everything shipped down. And, I forgot to tell y'all, you know, 36 Mafia signed a deal with the Titans, right?
Wow.
The dude, the Who Run It song, right? So I went to the Titans first game, but I had my Cowboy stuff on. Man, they made me take it off.
Hey, man. So next Tuesday, around about this time, right?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, so you're a Wednesday staple now, huh?
Yeah, I'm Wednesday. Okay. I'm with y'all on Wednesday. I'm with y'all every day, listening every day, though.
Computer, I don't know if you're going to be a Wednesday staple, but we're going to get you in there.
You're going to be Tuesday, man. I'll get you in. I'll get you in Tuesday, Gabe. Okay. Be ready, man. Hey, don't listen to this Laker fan. Don't listen to this.
He's wearing Laker colors today.
I got you covered, computer. Me and Kirk going to vote him out. Yeah.
Thanks, computer, bro. I appreciate it.
Thanks, computer.
Thanks, sir.
Computer love!
You happy
computer
now?
Computer love. All we got to do is get Zeke. Yep. Oh, man, y'all make my day, y'all get Zeke.
Chris, you happy?
That's great.
Yeah, man, that's great, man. That was awesome. Man, that was awesome, Jeff.
He's going to send you a tracksuit.
Thank you. You ain't going to see your hat where you can have a fit, baby.
Yeah.
You got a fit. Zaddy
don't need no 36 Mafia tracks.
But I need them.
Nah, I'm gonna take
them. Sit them up.
You know I take free stuff. You know I don't never turn nothing down. But my
I take it down there to the brothers. I can't take that to the church. I might take Bobby to the church.
I'm back in this gym, man. I got my trainer. This former Air Force dude too, man. He's pretty hard. Yeah, man.
He started major pain.
Man, he had me in there shaking like a stripper the other day. I was like, man, you
shaking doing like a what?
Like a stripper.
Oh, a stripper.
Man. I think she said stripper pole.
Nah, he had me shaking like a stripper in there. I was doing these leg workouts, man.
Who would you rather be though, the stripper or the stripper pole?
The stripper. I want the money.
Okay,
all right.
Zaddy
over here.
Zaddy, that's my stripper.
Bo gets me.
My stripper name would be Zaddy. Go back to the my stripper trailer name park. I should do a strip tour at the trailer park. All right, before we go, I do, since we gave you our computer, I got to give a shout out to my boy, John Nelson. You know, we got a lot of fans overseas in Liverpool right now. So, John Nelson wanted me to give a shout out to his daughter, Abby. Abby is turning 13 years old. And your dad said this. He says, never feel that a year alone, no matter how far apart. I will always get right in your heart. If I had to choose between loving you and breathing, I would choose my last breath to say I love you and always will be there. So, Abby, that's from your dad, John Nelson in Liverpool. Happy birthday from Hanging with the Boys.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy. 13. Man, what a good time to be alive. Mm. 13, that was a good time. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more Cowboys offense, Rams defense, and we'll get you guys up out of here. We're hanging with the boys.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on our third and final segment. We're going to get right into it so that we have enough time to kind of get this thing really, 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 really going. Thank you again to the computer and to all our fans. I told you we don't call you guys fans. We call you guys family. And computer is family. So we appreciate that and we'll be looking forward.
Did y'all fit his braille?
I'm gonna feel better when I get my 3-6 Mafia sweatsuit and I can get a hat to match with. So. All right, let's flip over and let's talk about this Cowboys offense. Still no Dak Prescott.
Nope.
Right?
Nope. He's working on the side.
He's working on the side.
Yeah.
The run game, and here we go, Nate. The run game wasn't as effective as it had been the previous two games leading up until the game against the football commander, the Washington football team commander, whatever the name they are. What do the Cowboys have to do in this game against this defense of the Rams to get that running game going again?
Basically what you said, make that, because they made that adjustment from one tight end and spreading it out to two tight ends. We got to have that same type of theory and try to get on the edges. If you can, try to get on the edges. But you will have to, early in this game, run the ball. You got to make Gaines and 99 pay attention. Pay attention. And we have to score first. This Rams team is a front-running team. And if you can get their quarterback off to a good start, and Allen Robinson try to get something going – They can be hard to beat, because now they put them other guys in a pass rush mode. We got to make them give us that split second of hesitation, and then we got the receivers and we got the tight ends to make it work.
Yeah. Kurt, what is something that the Cowboys can do for their third down woes, right? The running game last week, you try to stay ahead of the sticks, but when you're getting negative yardage, you find yourself in a situation where you're like, all right, now I'm in these mandatory passing downs, and the Cowboys are 30th in the league and third down conversions at 30.2%, and they've only converted 47% of those third down 4 yards or less, and just 23.5 yards or more. So what can they do to find themselves in a better third down situation? And then when they get into it, because inevitably they will, everyone does, what do you think they can do to kind of institute the better situation where they're converting those third downs?
That's the big question, is what can they do? Because obviously the numbers point out the first and second down make a huge difference, because those third and fours in, they're having pretty good success, and you get 5 yards deeper, they're struggling. So that maybe that just comes down to you need a quarterback who's a little more accurate, a little stronger arm to get through that. I'm not sure how you attack that better.
Bump them.
Bump what?
Your tight ends. No, let your tight ends bump them defensive ends.
Okay.
And then get out late. Your quarterback gonna have to get rid of the ball with some speed, which he's been doing with some accuracy. He didn't do it as much this past game because, like you said, it was third and five or more, and that we're terrible. So they got to bump or either release them backs out of the backfield. Make sure that these guys are tackling properly, and then that gives you a better chance. The thing that I was telling you, what I hate about this team and the team we played last week, you see all this talent sitting over there on defense, and they just playing. They just playing. They'll make a play here, they'll make a play, but nothing more than to just slow you down before you get that 3 points or the 7 points. But because they scare you, because you've seen them be successful.
Yeah, their stats this year.
Yeah,
not anything.
That's what I'm saying.
So let me ask you this question, Nate, because you have been someone who's been extremely vocal about the preseason.
Yeah, it's over.
So all right, here we go. The Rams are now 2-2.
Yeah,
their four preseason games are over.
Yes,
they're now entering their fifth game against the Cowboys. Is this the game that you see them not just playing to play, but actually now coming together, being a little bit more cohesive, and being able to play to the caliber of which got them to the Super Bowl, got them and won the Super Bowl last year?
This is more about the leadership of the guys that have been there. Will Aaron Donald say, you know what, enough, fellas? Will Jalen Ramsey say, hey, fellas, enough is enough? We got to start amping it up, because if we're going to get back into the playoffs, because if you go 500 – all the way to the eighth game, okay, now you're in position. But if you are two or one game ahead of that 500, you playing for home field advantage the second one, because you definitely ain't going to be number one. But you got the chance to be home for the number two. So it just depends on, like I was telling y'all off air, what's their leadership about? When will they decide that enough is enough? what is the coach saying? Because I watched him at coming out of halftime. We just do this and we just do that. Well, no, sir. It don't work that way. You have won the Super Bowl. You finna get everybody's best in the first quarter, second quarter, at half. They making all type of world decisions to stop you. And the 49ers got your number. Now, right. You said it yesterday, Jesse. Do the Cowboys have that tough meanness and desire and determination to say, this is how we're going to attack y'all? Very, very physical. But if you look at Jalen Ramsey and you look at all of these guys, they're in position. I'm like, what is – they're in position. Mm-hmm. Why are they not making the plays? They're in the right holes. Yeah. And but why – you know, that's because they haven't turned it up.
I would think this might be the week. Yeah, I mean, coming off a loss against the 49ers, facing the Cowboys, you know, there's going to be a lot of Cowboys fans out there. Everybody always gets up for the Cowboys. This might be the weekend they turn it on.
You know, and sometimes teams just have your number, right, yeah. For whatever reason. And so when I watch the Rams play the Niners, I go, sometimes a team is just built to beat you. And you just, you know, you got sometimes got to get over that hump, and sometimes you don't get over that hump. And while a lot of people, are, you know, will say and tweet and talk about, you know, how, oh, I'm not afraid of the Rams because I saw what the Niners did to the Rams. And like I said yesterday, my question back to you are, is your team built like the Niners? Is your team as physical, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, as the San Francisco 49ers? Because you can say that you're not afraid to do what to do to the Rams because you saw what the Niners did to the Rams, but are you built like that? Do you have the mental fortitude and the physical toughness to just grit your teeth and say, I'm going to whoop your butt every single time down the field like the Niners. We saw it firsthand, like the Niners do when they mm-hmm. when they step on the football field.
And see, the thing is, while we beefing that to them, our fans, you got to remember now, the Rams can take out that same film during the playoffs last year and say, remember this here?
Right.
Yeah, y'all got there the same way.
Right.
See, and we got the ability to do y'all that way because we've been in that type of game. We play in that type of division. So this thing is going to come down to
– Yeah, but, and the Cowboys, they're changed. The
defense has changed.
Okay, so you don't think the offense is –
Their offense is coming. Yeah. It's the reason why I keep saying Zeke. You know, I'm clowning and I'm having fun. But go back and take out that film. If what Zeke showed me is, it's still some toughness and some physicalness there that need to be enhanced, and your offensive line is built that way. And if everybody that won't Peters, that's how you're going to have to play. Because all that pulling and getting around and doing all this fancy stuff, that ain't Peters. Peters is getting down there, lead draw, power blocking, short traps. But you talking about getting out there running and all that? That ain't Peters.
Yeah.
Them days gone. Getting the ball out quick, making things happen, that's Peters. So, I've been fighting Isaiah. You know, I can't call him what we used to call him, but, hey, you know.
You call him Zaddy too?
No, I call him Zeus. You said no more Zeus, so.
I'm not calling him. You can call him whatever you want.
Okay, Zaddy. I'm just saying. When I look at film, I look at it from a different point of view. See, it ain't all because when you play a great team, our teams become because ain't nobody great right now. They just getting out of the preseason.
I don't know about that. Kansas City looked pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. And Buffalo before they got beaten. Yeah, and the other team. Yeah, it's just that one game that's gonna shine you up. But listen to this, my friend. 5 weeks from now, we'll know what teams are looking up and who's playing consistent. Whether they have lost or not, we'll know who and how physical you want to be, how you want to run things, how you want to do things. If the Cowboys are going to be physical, it's because they have a mindset to run the ball 25 times a game. That's whether you have 64 plays, that's whether you have 75 plays. To run that ball, but to be physical with that ball.
So
that's why I keep going with Zeke. Go back and watch the film early.
So you're getting through four games from Zeke, you're getting about 50 yards a game, 55. He had 175, but it's right around 50 yards. It's pretty consistent.
Because he's toting it 15 times,
And then Pollard, you know, he's got 105 one game, the next he's got eight. You know, you're getting some real inconsistent as far as the totals. So, how, I mean, is right when, now, is Zach more, I mean, Zach, is Zeke more valuable? And, but how do you, I guess, work Zeke, Pollard in so he's a little more?
Zeke is positive. And I'm going to tell you why. Because you're trying, when you're playing against what we played against last week, you have to have 1 yard or more gain. You cannot have 1 yard or less. You cannot have a loss. Because that puts this quarterback that I keep hyping up, the next great this, that makes him look like who he really is, average. As long as you got plus yards, you can stay almost even with the chains. My man against better teams where they say, hey, Tony Pollard is the man, and that's how they treated Tony Pollard, he didn't have a great day.
Yeah.
So when you become the man, it is some responsibility to come with that, and that makes defensive linemen get a little bit more itchy. So they held him down. But Zeke kept the chains moving just enough so we could be successful.
Yeah, that was like Pollard had four carries for 16 yards in the first half, 4 yards a carry.
Right.
Second half, he had two carries for minus 10.
Yeah, I'm just
crazy.
I'm just telling you how it go. When we used to play against teams with Jimmy and them, you making cut us up a little bit in the first half, but Jimmy always asked me once, hey man, you saw how they was doing this, you know, and I'm talking about the team, you know, a team like even our coach does, Quinn. They was eating us up on the outside. But as the game went on, that became less and less because they scheming it up. They're making the adjustments, you know, to stop that, to give Micah a chance, to give D-Law a chance to rush the pass. Because his game is built on one thing defensively. Can we stop the run enough in the mind of the other team's offensive coordinator, so we can make them one-dimensional so we can get the pass rushing?
No, I agree with you 100% on that, being able to control that that line of scrimmage. But, you know, in closing, I'll say this. One of the famous quotes from Ric Flair is, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. Mm-hmm. And this is a litmus test for the Cowboys offensively and defensively because, like I heard Michael Irvin say this morning on our flagship station, he talked about telling all of these guys in this locker room, don't look at 2-2. Don't look at the Rams being 2-2. Look at the Rams as being the guys who still currently hold the title of Super Bowl champions.
Yes.
That should be your mindset. That is still in them. That is still in their coaching staff. That is still in their all quarterback, their all-world defensive tackle. That is still in all those players.
All-world corner.
That is still in those players, right? Yeah. So, and the thing about this league is, when you go back and you self-evaluate, yes, we get it. I understand it. We'll talk more about the Rams offensively and how they're down to their second and third and fourth offensive linemen and how they weren't able to protect and do things last week. You go back into the film room and you make the adjustments. Just like the Cowboys will make the adjustments, the Rams will make the adjustment. They know that where they struggled at last week and how to, you know, not being able to block that thing up. And they know what they're facing in the Cowboys. So, you know, don't look at it being 2-2. Don't look at it and say, hey, I saw what happened to the 49ers. We can do that. When you got to do what you do, because that team is still the defending and reigning Super Bowl champions. And in order to be the man, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And the Cowboys need to focus on that as they go into preparation this week. All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you to Computer. Thank you to Chris. Thank you to Audio Jazz. Thank you to Bro Willie. Nate, I appreciate you, brother. Kurt, yes, I appreciate you.
Kurt, man, I'm telling you, to see that Zeke thing is real.
That Zeke thing is real. I am Zaddy Holly. This is Hanging with the Boys. And we out of here.
Peace. Zeke Zaddy.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!